This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 25th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Should the cost of a lawsuit be higher if you lose? Marie Griffin, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, believes so-called loser pays would mean sharply reduced frivolous lawsuits and other improvements to the American legal system. We spoke Friday.
Well, the costs of litigation are quite severe, and ranging into the hundreds of billions of dollars annually. Now, if this was the normal price of justice, that would be one thing. But in fact, we spend between 2 and 3 times as much as similarly situated Western democracies spend on litigation. There are a variety of reasons for this, but my work recently has focused on a rule that we have in America that's almost unique in the world. Very few other countries have this rule, called the American Rule for Attorney's Fees. And what this means in a nutshell is that each party to a civil lawsuit has to bear their own lawyer's costs, regardless of who's right and who's wrong. This is very different from the rule in place in England, in Germany, in Canada, in Australia, and most of the other countries that you might think that we'd have something in common with in terms of our court system. And the outcome of that is very expensive because the American rule, where each party has to bear their own costs, encourages what I call abusive litigation, litigation with a very small chance of success on the merits. Lawsuits get settled in the United States because they'll be more expensive for a defendant to defend than just to pay off the plaintiff to make them go away.
Legal experts believe that a loser pays rule in the United States would reduce so-called frivolous lawsuits. How do we measure what a frivolous lawsuit is?
Well, you don't really have to measure what a frivolous lawsuit is in advance. What you can do is look afterwards at lawsuits that settle for only a very small percentage of the amounts demanded, for example. And that's a pretty good indication. You know, if a plaintiff is demanding $100,000 and then settles the suits for $5,000, that suit was not a very meritorious suit with a very high chance of success. So those are the kinds of suits that we're talking about. How do we know that a loser pays rule will reduce frivolous litigation? Or low-merit litigation, since not all litigation meets the legal definition of frivolous, that is, in fact, very low-merit. Well, we know that because of the incentives generated by a loser pays rule. If you are probably going to lose a lawsuit, whether you're a plaintiff or the defendant, loser pays makes the cost of losing higher and the cost of winning lower. So what this does is it makes very high merit lawsuits, which are highly legally justified, where the plaintiff has a very good claim, more financially viable than they were before. Similarly, it makes very low merit lawsuits less financially viable than they were before. It's worth pointing out that even most experts who oppose loser pays for a variety of other reasons still agree that it will reduce the rate of abusive litigation, very low merit litigation. Even they know that it will have that effect. People that oppose loser pays tend to do it for other reasons.
What is lawsuit insurance?
Well, you're probably referring to legal expenses insurance, which is common almost everywhere that loser pays is in place, as far as I know. And it plays a critically important role in loser pays countries in ensuring access to justice, access to the court system for people with modest means, you know, lower class, middle class plaintiffs who nonetheless have good legal cases. I would say the primary and most powerful objection to establishing loser pays here in the United States is this question of access to justice. How are middle-class people going to get in the door if they're so terrified of losing the family nest egg on the small chance that an even good case, you know, will turn out badly in a courtroom because courtrooms aren't perfect? And the answer around the world is litigation expenses insurance. There are a couple of major kinds of legal expenses insurance. The first kind is sort of like your homeowner's insurance or auto insurance, where you pay a small monthly premium. But more interesting, I think, for our purposes, is so-called after-the-event legal expenses insurance. This is a policy that you can buy for a surprisingly modest fee at the same time that you file a lawsuit. And in fact, it usually costs the plaintiff nothing in England, for example, because the common practice is for the plaintiff's lawyer to advance that premium on his or her behalf, or for the insurance company to make a contingent arrangement with the plaintiff where they only recover that fee in the event of a success or a settlement. Let's talk for a minute about an additional sort of bonus benefit of loser pays, which is what I call the compliance effect. Because being legally culpable is more expensive under loser pays for a defendant corporation than it is under the American rule, while being legally innocent is cheaper, corporate defendants will be inclined under a loser pays rule to spend more money on accident prevention and other ways of taking appropriate care to make sure that they're not legally liable for some kind of injury, say, that occurs on the premises or some kind of violation of workplace law. What does that mean? Well, it means we've got a great side benefit of fewer accidents and injuries because defendant corporations have a more of an incentive to be innocent of legal wrongdoing than they do under the American rule. And that's one of the reasons why going to a loser pays system should enhance welfare for everybody.
Marie Griffin is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. Cato Audio brings you the best of Cato events each month. You can subscribe at cato.org.